Hi, welcome to a little bit of the good stuff. We got 5 minutes coming up here with just good things to make the rest of your day go a whole lot better. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Tomorrow is Good Friday, Easter weekend.
Oh, that's right. Today's Monday, Thursday.
That's right. And we want to remind you fans of cowboy poetry and Old West stories that the Old West Days at Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering will be in Valentine. New dates, April 25th through the 28th of this spring, coming up here in about a month. This is a big switch from the previous 30 years when it's been held in October in the Heart City. Mark your calendars for April 25th to the 28th for Old West Days in Valentine. Same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
And North Star Electric in Valentine. Are you an electrician and you've got either your journeyman or you're an eager apprentice and you're looking to relocate or haven't really thought of it, but really enjoy the great outdoors? Do you like to hunt, fish, boat, hike, anything? Well, we've got Niobrara River and we've got Merritt Dam down here. And North Star Electric, Mike there would love to talk to you if you'd like to look into relocating. Just get a hold of him at mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Again, this is a call out to skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices. Join the vibrant community of Valentine and North Star Electric.
And discover the pulse of agriculture from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
I've got something in honor of Easter coming up.
Okay.
Police have arrested a large Easter bunny statue in Germany after homeowners reported a stalker staring into their window. The couple contacted authorities after seeing a figure with a striking face about 6 feet tall peering into their homes. They then described to police that the offender was wearing a yellow shirt, blue checked trousers, and a green backpack. When the police arrived on the scene to apprehend the stalker, they were faced with the 6-foot statue of the Easter Bunny. One officer told us, "We took him into custody, but he hasn't said much yet." The police believe the bunny was placed outside the couple's home as a practical joke and will keep the bunny detained until his owners come and collect him.
You would think somebody would be missing a 6-foot-tall Easter bunny statue. Do you have any other Easter-related stories?
I don't. Not until our next program today, so make sure you stay tuned.
Well, I have telltale signs you have nothing to do at work.
Okay, well, I'll twiddle my thumbs while I listen.
Not everybody has done this, but most people probably have at some point.
Okay.
Well, telltale signs that you have nothing to do at work. You've read the entire Dilbert Page a Day calendar for 2024.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Reading ahead. You've definitely figured out a way to get Gilligan off the island. And never mind. We won't even go into that.
You're not even going to go down that road.
The 5th Division of Paperclips has completely overrun the Pushpin Infantry, and General Whiteout has called for reinforcements. Those are telltale signs you have nothing to do at work.
That's funny. And now, Mike, I have a poem called A Little Bit of Land. This is by Jenny Senrod Hutton. A little bit of land is all I ask, just a small piece to call my own. Where I can put down roots so deep, the great-grandchildren still will call it home. Is it so much to ask a lane of trees, bringing bird songs and covering leaves? Sweet lilacs holding in their arms the lawn, the tulips and yellow daffodils, spattered up and down the cellar hill. Sweet gurgling brook, fresh and cool, the brush beyond sheltering grouse and sage and shy sweet deer. A little bit of land to call my own, within its small kind finds a loving home and fertile soil. No matter the toil, I would be so grateful if God would take a little chance on me and give me a small plot of lonely sod that needs a gentle hand and God. Again, A Little Bit of Land by Jenny Senrod. All right, Mike, here's a cute old one-liner. A truly wise man never plays leapfrog with a unicorn.
Ooh, ouch. It has recently been discovered that research causes cancer in rats.
Oh, no. I think there's a point to that. The trouble with doing something right the first time is that nobody appreciates how difficult it was. Think about that when you go to do something new.
Vital papers will demonstrate their vitality by moving from where you left them to where you can't find them.
They do. I can attest to that.
And that's the good stuff.